We are back. It's 8:41. We are doing our Together We Make Football story over this cheese platter, which I brought over.
Yeah,
love it.
So, guys, all this month, as you know, we've been introducing you to the five finalists vying for the trip of a lifetime to Super Bowl 50. This week's comes from Katy, Texas, where a tough young girl is drawing inspiration from her own family to make a difference for others.
Neighborhood kids come down. We usually have a good 10 kids playing football.
But backyard football was not enough for Peyton Watson.
My brother, he played, and I'm like, ooh, I want to start playing.
She always wanted to play tackle.
Go all day.
I love tackling. I always do it to my brothers, especially the little one.
Peyton's move to tackle football.
Hang on to it, Peyton. There you go.
Was inspired by an unlikely source of courage.
Watching my mom, how she's fought cancer.
Okay, Peyton, let's go.
And just the strength that a woman can have to let Peyton play. It was like, sure, why not? She is tough.
There's one girl in my lead, and that's me. It was like, oh, I love this.
You mainly think that a girl can't be tough, and Peyton Watson is tough.
Everybody would be like, oh, it's a girl, this would be easy. And then once she catches it, she's pretty much gone.
Once you see her on the field and the smile that comes over her face, you know that she's where she needs to be.
My mom would always call Peyton her tough girl. But Peyton tells her, no, you're really the tough one.
Inspired by her grandmother, Peyton sold Tough Girl T-shirts to raise money for cancer research.
Peyton came over to present us with the check, and I was shocked that this little girl was able to do this all on her own.
She ended up selling right around $3,000.
It definitely inspires us to try to do all that we can in life.
Peyton's a very loving person, and if she could hold your hand and make everything okay, that's what she wants to do. And I think that's the way she felt with me.
The two are bonded by a shared passion on Sunday afternoons.
My favorite team is the Texans, of course.
J.J.!
And, of course, Peyton likes J.J. Watt. We all do here.
A school assembly hosted by the Texans had everyone hoping for just one thing.
See the smiles on your faces, that's what it's all about. Helping to inspire the world and trying to make the world a better place. There's somebody in here who has been helping a lot of people. Peyton Watson, would you please come on up to the front?
How you doing, JJ? Wonderful to meet you.
Peyton, you have been chosen as one of five finalists to see if you win a trip to Super Bowl 50, and we sure hope you win because you're an absolutely incredible young girl.
Thank you.
For somebody of your age to care so much about other people, it's awesome, it's inspiring. Keep doing what you're doing, you're gonna change the world.
Aww, that's a cool moment
so
for
sweet.
Both of them, by the
yeah.
way. JJ promised Peyton that if he's put in on offense, he will score a touchdown for her, which actually happened last year. He scored a bunch of touchdowns, so she may get her wish. Peyton promised JJ a Tough Girl t-shirt next time they
fair.
Meet. Yeah. We've got a couple more remarkable finalists to meet before we crown the winner, who will head to Super Bowl 50 in California's Bay Area.
Oh, I would not want to choose. Cool. Yes. There have been so many good ones.
I can't do it. I'm not on the pad. I've totally recused myself. I'm too close to all these stories. By the way, Sunday night here on NBC, we've got the perfect matchup for Savannah, the Arizona Cardinals, her home state, taking on her adopted Philadelphia Eagles.
That's a